Joe Hunt is a spokesman for the Bad River and St. Croix Chippewa Band's proposed joint casino project in Beloit. He says the change in the rules allows the Department of Interior to decide for or against granting trust land status for an off-reservation casino before it considers whether the casino will benefit the tribe and the local community where it would be built. Hunt says that turns the current policy on its head.
The last portion of an approval has always been the fee to trust decision. That usually comes after the governor has said yes or no to a project. There's a procedure that's been followed during the Clinton administration and the Bush administration, and now you're changing that procedure.
Hunt says the change is part of a plan by Department of Interior Secretary Dirk Kempthorne to make it virtually impossible for tribes to build casinos that aren't adjacent to their reservations.
The tribes have good reasons to believe that the Secretary of Interior has no intention of processing off-reservation gaming applications.
Hunt says the change puts 6 years of planning and a potential for 3,000 new jobs in Beloit at risk. But a spokesman for the Potawatomi tribe, the only one in the state that has an off-reservation casino, says the new rules make sense. Ken Walsh says the change will force tribes to apply for new casinos only in areas where they have historic ties to the land. The Potawatomi's successful Milwaukee casino, approved in the early 1990s, is more than 100 miles from its reservation in Forest County. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.